religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. And I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
Like, share, subscribe, and download my podcast if you've been blessed by it. Thank you.
And you were chosen and appointed for a time such as this. Not by your works or your own doing, but by grace for a specific mission. Romans 11:5 says, so too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. There is a remnant chosen to love the way Jesus loved. There is a remnant chosen to forgive the way Jesus forgives. There is a remnant that won't compromise with the ways of the world. You are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Come on, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remnant.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the manifesto of a mad black conservative. It's your boy, Eric Dobie. And I'm coming at you guys because I'm mad. I'm mad as a mug, man.
Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately wicked. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind. Even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the results of his deeds.
If you ever wanted to live in Bible times, then you got your wish. We are here. These are the most prophetic times, man. I'm telling you. Some of the stuff that's happening right now, I'm 44 years old. I never thought that I would see it in my lifetime. Such a short time ago. Like, oh my goodness. And I'm sitting here and I'm watching this and I'm like, oh my, I gotta do something. I gotta tell somebody, I gotta say something. I can't just keep quiet. And I hope and I pray that that's you as well. I hope and pray that you have something staring inside of you. Because as this darkness around us get darker and darker and darker, we are supposed to be the light of the world. The church, we are a body. And we're supposed to be getting together and allowing our light to shine, allowing God to shine through us in these dark, dark times. And not out of a spirit of fear, but out of a spirit of a sound mind and of love and peace and a sound mind. Listen, get mad and do something. If it's just getting down on your knees. I just made a video before this one, but I'm like, oh man, I'm so moved, I'm so stirred right now, and I'm so bothered at what's going on. But I understand that these things must take place. But that don't mean that we just sit back and say, oh, they're gonna do what they do. No. That's not our job. We are called to be ambassadors of Christ. And I made a video not too long ago with my brother-in-law. We was talking about the separation between church and state and where we differ on that. You know, there's a lot of people that think just like him, that there should be a separation between church and state. And if you're a church, if you of the church, then you're just supposed to just, you know, I don't know. I don't even understand that. But no, we are called to stand up and make our voices heard. We are called, like I said, to be ambassadors of Christ. And as an ambassador, that is a political stance. And the Bible clearly says that verbatim. Like I said on my last one, Joe Biden. Man, oh, yeah. Hey, you guys, make sure you like, subscribe, share this content. Because, man, I just want to get the word out. I just want somebody to know, okay? I'm on this stuff. I'm always watching. I'm always checking out what's going on around the world. Sometimes so much, man, it make my wife upset. Because, you know, I'm not somebody who's obsessed, but it's just tripping me out to read in the Bible and to see, to witness what's going on, you know? And one of the most terrifying things, you know, is like I said, man, in my last podcast, Joe Biden, man, this administration, they just turned their backs on Israel. Man, anybody should quake off of this. You should quake. But in this video, I want to make a stark contrast. And that's with Donald Trump. That's why I got my Make America Great Again hat on. A lot of people, Christians, non-Christians. Oh man, okay, if y'all didn't know, he just endorsed a Bible. Okay, it's got the Declaration of Independence in there, the Bill of Rights, and so they call it like the Great American Bible or something like that, you know, because they put their you know, quote unquote commentary in there, you know, which is those documents. And you got so many people, oh, that's fake, that's not him. This one right here, man, this one just gets me right here. He's doing that so he can raise money, so he can pay his bond, because he got to pay that bond. If he don't pay that bond, he's going to jail. And I'm like, you know, I'm listening to this, I'm like, man, look, do y'all not understand that the man's social media site, it just went public? That just made him another $2-3 billion. Man, sometimes all it takes is a little bit of common sense to look at these things and to weigh out the real from the fake. But like they say, common sense ain't so common, it seems like. And you know what? Nothing that we're dealing with right now is common. It's because it doesn't make natural sense. And that's because our fight is not in the natural. It's not making sense, a lot of what's going on, okay? It doesn't make sense that somebody who's our president would open up the borders and allow millions upon millions upon millions of people to pour in, not knowing where they're going, where they come from, and knowing that a lot of countries in the world have ill intent aimed at America. They burn our flags in the street. But anyways, I digress. Back to Trump. It don't matter whether you like the man or not. You go to scripture with it. Scripture says that some people are gonna proclaim God's word and they don't even know him. But it doesn't matter, because his word will not come back void either way. And let me ask you this. Would you rather have somebody in office who's, I don't think Trump planned, okay? But I'm just gonna say, just for the sake of argument, that let's say he's not a Christian. Let's say he's not for God. And let's say he's just trying to get votes or whatever. But he is saying, you know what? I'm gonna put that video in here where he is saying that America needs to pray more. America needs to get back to God of the Bible. That America is missing its Christian roots and values. He says that's why he's endorsing the Bible. And if you do a quick little trail of where the money's going, Trump hasn't anything to do with the organization that made the Bible, nor or is he collecting any type of proceeds from the sale of the Bible. And let me tell all you people out there that's tripping out because the Bible is $60. It must have been a while since you done bought a Bible. You going to Mardell's and buy a Bible, you looking at 100 plus, baby, for a good Bible. I'm telling you right now, okay? So, man, I'm just letting y'all know that we need to wake up as a people and use our brains. But once again, maybe this is just a little deeper than that. It's gonna take God's grace and His mercy and His wisdom in order for us to get us through these perilous times that we're in right now. Okay? It really is. It's gonna take the discernment of the Holy Spirit. But man, I just want to speak straight to Christians on this. Man, how can you call yourself a Christian, man, and you want to speak down and say, oh man, Trump said that he grabbed him in the you know what, or man, he was with Stormy Daniels or the J6. Hey, how can you say these things, though they may be true, and cast your vote behind somebody like Biden, who is totally and clearly against God's word? I would rather have somebody in there that's faking it, that's opening up the door for us to shine our lights, than to have somebody in there that's talking to me real smooth and patting me on the back and closing up every door possible for our faith. Man, it's just, wake up! Gosh, man. Man, I don't want to say it like this, but man, people freaking dumb, man. People don't got it all. I'm serious. And man, I'm going to talk to some Christians out there, man. You want to sit back, you want to talk about this person, that person, but what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you promoting the Bible? Are you getting up? Are you making a stand for God? Are you being a freaking ambassador for Christ in these times that we living in? Are you trying to let somebody know? Or are you just going to sit back and you just going to criticize in your own little perfect little world? Man, it just eats me up, man. I'm just now getting to really, man, I just found a church that I like, man. But normally, man, I don't even like going to church, man, because I don't like being around religious folk, man. I'm serious, and I'm just gonna spit it and tell it like it is, man. You get in there, everybody's all, oh, it's so good, and so, oh man, we tired of that, man. Grow some balls, man. Oh, he just said balls. I sure did, and I say it again. Grow some balls. Grow some balls for the Lord, man. Man, I'm too mad, man. I better not even put that video out there, man. Man. Like my boy Marcus Rogers always say, casual Christians gonna become casualties. Which one are you? Which one are you? They coming after our kids, saying they can mutilate our children without our consent. They can take them if we don't agree with it. Biden said that our children belongs to America. That kind of remind me whenever I was locked up in the penitentiary. They took away my social, told me I couldn't have my social security card. I couldn't have my ID. Matter of fact, forget about your social. Here's your new number because we own you. You're ours. You do what we say, boy. Yeah. Uh-huh. But that's where we at today. Man, y'all better wake the crap up, man, and get mad. And get mad enough to do something. Man, don't become no casualty. All you casual Christians out there. It's a church on every corner, man. What y'all doing, man? It's a church on every corner, man. If everybody in them churches, man, was doing our job for the Lord, there'll be more souls being saved, man. You need to get out there and tell somebody. I think they say it's 80%, 80% of so-called Christians tell somebody other than, 80% of the Christians only tell friends and family about the Lord. Witness to 80% of, 20% of them witness to anybody other than their family and friends. And then 5% actually allow themselves to be used to bring somebody to the Lord. 95% of you guys, man, sitting on your bums and talking about somebody, criticizing Trump, criticizing other people that's trying to do something for the Lord. But that's all you got, is your critical thoughts. But what are you doing? I'm signing off, man. I still love y'all. I still love you. But I'm telling you right now, man, if we don't snap out of it, our country is going to be gone. Our freedom's gone. You talking about living in a time to where you're going to have to get your head chopped off for what you believe? A lot of y'all ain't ready, man. Y'all ain't even ready to lose your little petty jobs. Especially people working in the schools. Oh, they said I can't mention Jesus no more. So I can't do that because they gonna take my job. Man, y'all better grow some backbone, man. God said if you lose it for me, man, then you done gained it all. I'm signing out, man. I'm signing out. Hey. But I gotta end on this note though. Man, God got our backs, man. And the situation is not out of control. It's very much in control. God got us, man. He got us. We just need to put our trust in Him. And we need to put on our bootstraps. We need to put on the armor of God. And we need to go out. And we need to be soldiers. Because we are at war. We are at war. Tell somebody about the Lord, people. Don't just sit back and keep criticizing. Use your common sense. I'm out.
Like, share, subscribe, and download my podcast if you've been blessed by this content. Thank you.